Dennis Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, we're going to bring on Pastor William Renick. It is Christmas time. And I would like to, at this time, mention to moms and dads everywhere, next hour on our show, Santa Claus. So get the little ones. Lines is in town, not coming to town, but is in town. And Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation joins us. It is a great time of year, Pastor Renick. Now, the theme of the homily that you gave last week, the sermon, is persecution. Christmas is about the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Why do you think that Christmas is about persecution?
Well, I'm going to tell you that, first of all, I want to wish you and your listeners a very Merry Christmas.
And we wish you one, too.
And I thank you and your good family, too. Phil, Christmas time is the time that we celebrate the coming of the Savior. But it is also a time for me that I recognized as a time of persecution. I would never have thought Christmas, never thought it possible that it would be a time of persecution. But I have been persecuted.
Well,
and that means that I need to tell God about that. And I want to tell you about it.
But is that Christmas?
No, Phil, Christmas time traditionally is about celebrating the birth of Jesus. But when you are persecuted, when you are nailed to the cross, as I have been, then you...
Well, wait, are you saying that you are being persecuted now actively?
That is what I'm saying, yes. That is what I'm saying. So I've got a very heavy heart. I come on your program today with a very heavy heart. Because on the one hand, I am so joyous that blessed day approaches, the day of the birth of our Savior. But on the other hand, I know I've got a very heavy heart because I am being persecuted not by the devil, but by another Christian.
What's going on?
So what is going on? You know that we had our children's service last week. And this is a time when we invite the families, the mothers, the fathers, the children to come to our special children's service. And I am a man who's, I love children, I love families, and I'm always trying to find creative ways to bring people to the church and creative ways to tithe money to the church.
Right.
So last week we had a special service, 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And I wanted to do something different. We never passed the plate. I don't believe in that mess. I don't pass no plate. I don't distract my parishioners from the homily or from our service. So we pass the plate at the beginning of the service.
As people are coming in?
As people are coming in. And what I did was, I thought it would be fun because I love life. I laid down in a big manger. We had a big wooden manger made. And I got into the manger like a big baby Jesus. I had on a little bonnet and a diaper. Now, you can laugh if you want.
That's a pretty funny image. You're laying in a big manger at the entrance to the church?
At the entrance of the church. The whole reason to get people to give their money, you know, to donate to the church.
I understand. So you're laying in a manger in a bonnet and a diaper.
That is right. That is right. And I'll tell you something, Phil. We were having a great time. People were coming by.
Were you raising money?
People were coming by. They were putting money in the manger. They were saying good morning, Pastor. I was having a good time. Now comes the part where I am being persecuted by Christians. There's a lady in our church. Her name is Darlene Williams. She has a daughter named Janine, who is known throughout the church as a beautiful young woman. God took a little bit of extra time when he was putting her together, if you know what I'm talking about. She's a very lovely young lady, Phil, and I don't mean anything by that. She's a very lovely young lady. And she came by, and I had a normal reaction. I had a normal reaction that any man would have. And I was aroused.
You were aroused by the young lady?
By Janine, yes, I was. And I had no idea that, and I think any man in my situation would have had the same reaction. I had a physical arousal. Now, I've made my peace with God about this, by the way. I will not let nobody tell me that I did wrong.
You became physically aroused. You're laying in a makeshift manger at the entrance to your church in a diaper and a bonnet because you're playing the part of who? The baby Jesus?
Baby Jesus, yeah.
All right. Now comes this pretty girl, and you get physically aroused.
Yes, I did. Now, another lady come by. She's been a member of our church for 15 years. Her name is Vivian Collins. And I did not know this because I was busy greeting people for a 10 a.m. service. I did not know that my arousal had come through the diaper. In other words, I'd sprung through the diaper. And Vivian Collins, the next one in line, bless her heart, and I'll say this, she's been a tremendous giver. But she come through the line, she saw I become aroused, and she screamed at me, called me every name in the book. I said I become aroused, and she said I popped through the diaper. I looked down, and I can't tell a lie. Yes, I had. I'm going to cut to the chase, Phil.
Now, you got to understand what's happened here. You become physically aroused wearing a diaper in your church, and it's evident to the people walking through.
I will not tell you a lie. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, how are you being persecuted?
This is where I'm going to cut to the chase. I gave my sermon because I knew what was going to come next about persecution. She threatened to go to the Pentecostal Board of Elders and have me censored. And I believe she'll do that. I'll tell you this. I don't mind being persecuted for my faith. I don't mind.
Do you really consider that being persecuted for your faith?
I absolutely do. I was raising money for our church. I was playing the part of the baby Jesus to honor Jesus. I made my peace with God about being physically around. I mean,
you think that when this woman chastised you for laying there with your physical arousal sticking through your diaper, that this is a persecution?
This is a persecution, and it's the worst kind of persecution. It is not the persecution of the devil. It is the persecution of a fellow Christian. Now, I'll tell you something else, Phil. While that woman's husband lay dying from a bullet wound 15 years ago, I had carnal relations with that woman. That's the kind of hypocrite she is. And maybe she's angry that I was sporting one for a woman other than her. Fact is, I'm being persecuted for my faith.
Well, you got a lot of problems there.
I got no problem. I walk with God. I got no problem, Phil. I got no.
Well, here's a woman who you had relations with 15 years ago. Now you have this physical arousal in full view of your whole church, sticking through a diaper while you're laying in a manger, playing the part of the baby Jesus, and this woman is threatening to have you fired. And
well, you agree with it, don't you? And I know that most.
I don't know whether I agree with her or not, but I can understand her getting upset. And
well, you understand her getting upset because the last time she saw that was when I was with her. Now she see me sporting one for another woman about half her age. Hell yeah, she's going to get upset. Phil, I'm going to tell you something. When God tests you, God will test you in many ways. But I fear no man. I fear no evil. Because God said, I am the light, I am the staff, I am the armor. And I'm being persecuted.
Well,
and I will not, and I tell you, this will not stand. The glory is to God. I don't mind being persecuted, but persecuted by another Christian.
I don't know. I'm not calling you a liar.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not calling you a liar. I just think you were playing the part of the baby Jesus. You had an erection. Is that what you had?
I'm not going to tell a lie. Yes, I did.
All right, you had an erection, and it popped through the diaper you were wearing, so that not only this Miss Collins could see it, but I guess other people.
I put it back. She said to me, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself, because I could see it coming right through." I stuck it back in. I did not want any child to see it. I did not want anybody to see it.
Well, this Janine, who you say is so beautiful, how old is she?
She's a woman in her 20s.
So she's not a teenager.
No, she's not a teenager.
Reverend, hold on for a minute, all right?
I feel I'm. I want you to know, though, that I consider this to be religious persecution. I will not let it stand. I have been the pastor of my church 35 years. I put Joyful Union on the map. And they know no count. Fork tongue, two-faced, and two-timer. Gonna tell me I can't.
Hold on, all right?
I will hold right here, Phil.
All right. Pastor William Renick has joined us from Joyful Union Congregation. He's about to be ousted in a long line of controversies in his career. because he was playing the part of the baby Jesus laying in a manger at the entrance to their church. And when a very beautiful woman came by, apparently he became physically aroused to the point where it popped through the diaper he was wearing. I mean, and then another member of the church saw that and is now threatening to have him removed by the Council of Elders from the Pentecostal faith. Now, he says he is being persecuted for his faith. He's made his peace with God about popping through the diaper, and he said he stuck it back in there so no one else saw it. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Pastor William Renick of the Joyful Union Congregation Church in Bellflower, California, is my guest here on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, and we'll be right back. Pastor William Renick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation, a number 1-800-449-8686. The story is that as part of a service last Sunday, you played the part of the baby Jesus. You were laying in a manger with a diaper. And did Jesus wear a diaper?
Yeah, Jesus wore a diaper. Jesus was a baby. So Jesus wore everything that a baby wears. Wore a diaper, had a bonnet, everything.
All right, now you're laying there with it.
Yeah, in fact, as a matter of fact, Phil, when Jesus lay in the manger, he was sucking his thumb. Because...
Well, does it say that he was sucking his thumb?
He was a baby. He was a baby.
Where in the Bible, though, does it say that Jesus, when he laid in the manger, was sucking his thumb?
You don't have to say it's in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say that he was wearing a diaper, but you know damn well he was wearing a diaper. No baby gonna lay in a manger. The Bible doesn't say that he was sucking his thumb, but you know he was sucking his thumb. And so I was trying to recreate for the people coming into our church what the baby Jesus looked like on that blessed day 2,000 years ago when he came into our lives and gave of himself.
All right, so you're laying in the manger.
I'm laying in a manger at the entrance to our church. And I'm taking the money from the people that are coming in.
And you're wearing a diaper.
I'm wearing a diaper. That's what Jesus is wearing.
All right. Now, you said you got physically aroused by a young woman who you know well, and she's apparently a real beautiful young lady.
She's known in our church, right?
All right. And it popped through the diaper. What about wearing some underwear?
Philip, I don't understand your question. I had a diaper on.
Well, a diaper's for a baby.
I understand that, but I had on... What I thought was, I thought it was enough. I'm not saying I was right, Phil, but I did think it was enough. And all I'm trying to say to you is this: I'm being persecuted by a church member, the same way that Jesus was nailed to the cross 2,000 years ago, and just the same way as Jesus was born and then lived and was persecuted. I went through that last Sunday.
Look, you can't...
Now, don't interrupt me because I know my Bible. I was laying in a manger. I got physically aroused. And now I'm being persecuted the same way Jesus got nailed to that cross and no different.
All right, I got to jump in here, all right? Jesus Christ, whether real, whether imagined, I know he's real to you and real to Christians, was nailed to a cross, okay?
Yeah,
that's not the same thing as you almost losing your job as the minister, okay? You got physically aroused laying in a manger by a beautiful girl walking by. You got, you're sitting there...
I sport wood, okay? Let's call a spade a spade. I pop one, I'm looking like, you know, I'm embarrassed by it.
Then a lady comes by and she sees this, and she says she's going to the Council of Elders.
This is a lady, by the way, who's a hypocrite. Because I had sex with her 15 years ago.
Let me ask you something. You had sex with a parishioner 15 years ago.
I was there to help her husband. He was dying from a bullet wound.
Her husband had been shot.
That's right. And I went to that home. She was a woman who was distraught. And I thought that I would help.
and you thought that you'd help her. Well, look, with a bullet wound. He got shot.
That night, right.
Where?
In a bar.
In a bar. You went over to the house?
Yeah, I did. I was in the bar first, then I came.
Who shot him? Did you shoot him?
Yes, I did.
Did he die?
No, he did not. It was self-defense. I swear to Jesus, it's self-defense.
So you shot the woman's husband, then you had sex with her that night while he's laying in bed with a bullet wound. And
now 15 years later, she says she's going to get me thrown out of the church. She's a liar. And she's a hypocrite. And the same way that Joan of Arc was burned at the stake, the same way the Christians was thrown to the lions many, many years ago, going to be the same way that Pastor William Renick is going to have himself persecuted by this old lady. I'll tell you something right now, it ain't going to happen. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going public with this affair that we had, and I'm going to...
No, wait. You can't do it. You can't ruin a woman's reputation.
I'm going to go public with the affair. If she tries to get me thrown out...
You can't ruin a woman's reputation because she understandably didn't think you should be laying in a manger with your thing hanging out of your diaper, okay?
Look, do you agree with her?
Do I agree that you ought to be fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you ought to be fired. You want to know why?
That's persecution.
No, it's not persecution. How stupid do you got to be laying in a makeshift manger with your thing hanging out of a diaper while the people are walking by putting money into the manger, okay? And then this girl comes by, you get an erection, the lady sees it, she gets upset. You got to be dumb, okay?
Why? Because I was wearing a diaper.
Well, first of all, you got in there without any underwear on. You got in there with just a diaper. That's number one. Number two... You're coming on saying that you're persecuted. I think you ought to be canned, okay?
I'm going to go public with the affair.
You're going to go public with an affair, and you're going to make this woman...
I was depicting the birth of our Lord.
Well, there ain't nothing in the Bible that says the guy got a sprung one. He was a baby.
Bill, I think you are very, very wrong. I think you are persecuting me.
Oh, get off that persecution thing, will you? I'm persecuting you?
You aren't a Christian, are you?
Huh?
You're not a Christian, are you?
No, I'm not a Christian.
All right, that explains it.
Well, look it, man, I don't...
No, you got to be a Christian to understand. There are a lot of things not written in the Bible. There are things that we only know through our intuition. So you are not a Christian. You don't understand the Bible. And the Bible says that Jesus was born, and then he got persecuted, and he died. And I've been living that the last 2 weeks.
Have you lost your job yet?
No, I know some people back there. She says she's going to try to get me thrown out, though. But I tell you right now, I'll let everybody know that she took it from me. And I mean every which way. There ain't nobody going to make... I tell you right now, I can double her. They ain't going to believe her. She says it's raining outside.
You know, I think it's very, very wrong for you to...
Well, you can stick it down!
I think it's very, very wrong for you to diminish the reputation of this churchgoer, this lady in your church, because of some harebrained notion that you had that you'd...
What's harebrained about recreating the birth of Jesus?
Number one, you're 55 or 56 years old, laying in a manger with a diaper on.
I thought it was a good idea.
Well, I bet you look like a real jackass, too. You're laying in the manger, then you get an erection, and then the lady comes by and says something about it, and now you're about to lose your job. You gotta be nuts. I wonder how much money you raised. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick is with us. He's from Joyful Union Congregation about some harebrained idea he had to raise money by getting into a manger in a diaper, and then he gets an erection when somebody walks by. He's about to get fired. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation. A controversy at his church. You were playing the part of the baby Jesus laying in a manger, and you were in a diaper, and people are dropping money in there, and you got an erection as a pretty girl walked by. Is that correct?
Well, I've never denied that.
All right. Is it also correct that you were making baby noises?
I was playing a baby Jesus.
Yeah, but were you laying there making goo goo gaga?
No, I was making baby. I was laying there going, that kind of noise. What's wrong with that?
Well, some people thought it sounded a little perverted.
Perverted? Sound like a baby? They're the ones perverted. I was laying there going, that's what a baby sounds like.
Most people don't attribute that, though, to Jesus Christ.
I don't care. Look, I know and I love Jesus Christ. I try to bring the living image of Jesus to people. But don't tell me I can't lay there and make a good, I make a damn good baby sound.
Let me go to a phone call, okay? I need to take some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Retta, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment is for Pastor Renick. I think he is perverted. Anybody that is that old would lay in a manger with a diaper on, there's something got to be mentally wrong with
you. What's wrong with trying to raise money for the church?
Well, there's other ways than doing that.
I'm a man of the cloth.
Well, I'm Pentecost. You wouldn't catch me doing something like
that. Well, that's fine. You, if you don't want to raise no money, you can call yourself a Christian. I am a Christian.
I raise money.
I live like one.
But I sure don't expose myself like that.
You know my parishioners up there donation when I started crying like a sweet baby Jesus. I'm laying there going,
Yeah, I think
money,
you get your jollies off that way.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's the living example of Jesus.
No.
And
no, that
you know
is,
something, sister? You are judgmental. And that is a sin of pride. Because you think you're better than everybody else.
No, sir, I don't.
Well, that's what you sound.
No,
I think
that you are perverted, though, doing something like that. That is not right.
Why is that perverted sounding like a baby? I'm playing the part of the baby Jesus.
Well, first of all, you're 53 years old laying there playing the part of the baby Jesus.
So what?
That's a man laying in a manger with a diaper on, getting his rocks off on something like that.
Sister, what do you mean I'm getting my rocks off?
No, you know exactly.
You got an erection when that girl walked by.
That's right.
I didn't. That was a normal I made my peace with God about that. I'm not ashamed of that at all.
And as far as you taking her
if you
and trying
by,
to ruin her, that's not right either.
Ruin who? That old lady come
ruin
by.
That lady's
Vivian,
reputation.
Vivian Collin, I had sex with her 15 years ago. I do not deny that. I made my peace with Jesus about that. Now she wants to get me fired with the Pentecostal Board of Elders. I said, you head on. I'll let everybody know you. I had you grunting like a pig once.
Well, just
Jesus,
because
what a sick animal you are.
I may be
that is right. That is right.
You know, you walk by that manger and you see me laying in there going, you're not gonna drop money in.
I think the church needs to pray for you.
You're not gonna drop money in?
I think the church needs to pray for you.
We are finally gonna fix the tar on top of the steeple because I laid in a manger with a diaper on.
That is wrong.
All right.
Oh, you ain't said yet in the Bible how that wrong.
All right, look at Retta, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Tracy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a comment for supposed Pastor Renick.
Supposed now?
I just want to tell
supposed
you
supposed? I'm not even a real pastor.
Well, I am a Christian, and I...
And how do we know that?
Well, you don't have to know.
That's
God
a good question,
knows,
isn't
and
it?
Jesus knows.
That's right.
And I just want to tell you that I am embarrassed that you stand there and you are representing Christianity. Not that Christians are perfect. I'm not saying that, but for you to publicly admit, for you
what did I admit to, sister? All I said was I laid in a manger with a diaper on and raised some money. And
you got an erection as a woman walked by.
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to do that. That's a normal reaction.
But to get on public public radio that anybody can hear, and you're calling yourself a pastor, a leader of people, and sounding the way that you're sounding, saying the things you're saying, and publicly...
You know something, sister? You ain't said nothing yet. Sounding the way I'm sounding and saying the things I'm saying. I'm saying I love God. I'm sounding like I don't know what. So I don't know what you want from me. You don't go to my church, that's fine. You call yourself a Christian, that's good too. I live the life. I don't just talk about it. And I'll try to raise some money. All right?
Like
I laid the manger, raise some money, and raise something else, too, okay?
Well, I think
so that lady said she's
going to
get me fired,
all right?
She can try to get me fired. But she's the one that had sex with me, too. And let me tell you something. I've had all kinds of Christian ass. That's right. And she was the worst. I had.
Okay, can you,
please,
all right?
No. I've had all kinds of Christian ass, and hers is the worst.
You know what?
I bet if you put some money in my manger, you'd root around for change.
All right, that did it.
She would, man. She'd drop a 20 in there and look for change for 50.
I think you're wasting your time having this man as your guest, or else this whole thing is a joke, and I am...
Is this a joke, Pastor Renick?
A joke, huh? I put a new roof on our church as a result of the money that we raised. You want to call that a joke? That's fine with me.
Well, right. I just... you're going to have to answer...
You drop a $100 bill, and you'd be looking for change for $200.
Thank you very much.
I'm finished. I don't have
and another thing,
will you shut up?
He told you to shut up, ma'am.
No, I didn't, ma'am. I told him to shut up.
No, it was you.
I just appreciate the chance.
All right, thank you for your call. Wayne, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've got a comment for
a lot of these people telling me that I ain't no Christian. They calling themselves a Christian. You drop a $100 bill in my diaper, you look for change for $200.
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne.
Excuse me. Yes, Reverend, I can't believe you would sit there and make a comment about having a woman squirting like a pig, and you're supposed to be a reverend.
And everybody trying to tell me I ain't no Christian. She's the one that was on her hands and knees 15 years ago, her husband laying in her bed, dying from a bullet wound.
That you gave him.
Maybe I did.
Standard the way you're supposed to act as a pastor, let alone a minister.
Well, I tell you,
and
brother,
I don't believe you're leading by example.
Tell you right now, you can judge me all you want, but I raised
$5,000.
I raised $5,000, put a new roof on our church, and all I had to do was get into a diaper.
So all you're talking about doing is the money?
For our church.
Ain't the love of money the root of all evil?
Ain't the love of money. The love of money can do good. You put a new roof on top of church.
Like that just for money?
I put a new roof on top of church, and I didn't sell no drugs.
I did not sell
no drugs, brother. I got into a diaper. That's a long way from
perverted. That's perverted.
Oh, I see. Get into a diaper.
That's perverted. And I can't believe
you're talking
about a man, something like that.
A man laying in a manger wearing a diaper. That's
and then
perverted?
Talk about the fact that he got an erection. The lady's mad because he screwed her some years ago and made her squeal like a pig. You're not a preacher. You're not a reverend.
That was a sin. I made my peace with Jesus about that a long time ago.
That was then. You're still talking about how you had her squeal like
right.
a pig.
That's right. You're talking about it now. And what's this whole line about you've had all kinds of Christian ass and she wasn't that great?
Well, I apologize for that.
Well, you can apologize all you want.
I can't believe this is even real. I don't believe it real.
You people call up and tell me I'm perverted
You're
when I raised $5,000 for the new roof in our church. I put a whole new tar paper roof on top of our church.
All you're talking about is the money. Is that what it's all
about? Let me ask you something. When's the last time you had breakfast and you never had no money to buy it? Huh? Yeah, you ain't got no...
That's the juice.
So I thought you ain't not got no answer for it.
What does that have to do with
anything? I'm saying, brother, money... Get your stuff. Get you breakfast. Get your dinner. Get the new roof on top. And yes, sir, sometime when a man lonely can buy yourself some company, buy yourself a bottle on a cold night.
But as a minister, don't you have a certain standard you have to go by? And
as a what?
Don't you have a certain standard you have to go by as a pastor of a church?
Who's
I mean, you got a congregation.
You're a pastor. No,
you
ain't got that right.
Talking about how you made a woman squeal like a pig.
You know, you keep talking about that. I bet you know, I'll put that on a tape loop, and you can put that on your car on an 8-track stereo, play it back all you want. Talk about that. Brother, you're out of your mind. You do what you're going to do, man. I play with no trains up in my crib like you are. I got a standard. When a woman shows up in a knit dress, my standard goes down. And I can tell.
All right, thanks a lot. The guy got into a diaper. He's right. It ain't perverted. What's perverted is popping a boner in a diaper. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
You are absolutely a Nazi, and you have no concept of what freedom in the United States is. And that little handbook that you're carrying around probably was written in the Mein Kampf version. And the fact that you think in today's society, with terrorists walking around, that they're going to let a strange man, whether you're wearing wingtips or not, show up at a private party and determine whose behavior is appropriate and whose behavior is not.
And we are wearing a blue armband.
It's an absolute joke.
And we are wearing a blue armband that clearly identifies us as the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
And does it also have a swastika on it?
Of course it does not, ma'am. And I
would
also
further state... Well, your attitude certainly shows that, sir.
So I guess you think it's freedom to let your large
area swing to the beat. That a stranger could walk into a private party uninvited is absolutely horrendous.
Ma'am.
That is more abhorrent than any person's nipple that may be erect for whatever reason.
Oh, and what reasons would those be, ma'am? You know,
we don't have to get into that, okay?
Well, I would like to ask the lady.
Well, there could be a chill in the air, sir.
Sure, yeah.
And I would certainly feel sorry for the woman who was chilled and had you standing near her. And I think
the only place that you see these actions
are in your dreams. And how many people are in your party? Probably very few. And if you attended any of the parties I have in the past, you would see nothing. Absolutely nothing that you are describing.
Well, ma'am, we have seen this behavior, and I would say if you want to go to a party and hanging out of your dress so that children can see it, old people.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't do that. And secondly, at a company party, children would not be involved.
I don't want to see a woman using a
human coat
rack.
As a president of a company that I chose to invite people to, I would probably give them bar tickets. I would probably pay for that garlic that they're going to breathe on me, and I'd be grateful that they were my employees and worked hard all year long.
Are you an employer?
Yes, sir. Also, and as a CEO of a company, the reason you can become a CEO of a company is because you know how to handle people.
And you don't mind someone coming up to you at a Christmas party and belching Jack Daniel's single barrel all over you?
I bought it for him.
Well, I feel sorry for you.
Let me ask you about this uniform, because Kathy brought up something that's very important. The threat of terrorism.
Phil, we are fully in a Citizens Auxiliary Police uniform.
Well, describe it.
We wear standard wingtips, Dockers. We wear a white dress shirt, a pith helmet, a blue armband, a fanny pack, and a CAP cufflinks.
Right, and the guys who flew those airplanes were also dressed appropriately in American fashion.
Ma'am, they were not wearing blue armbands. They weren't wearing blue armbands, see? So there's the difference.
Oh, we can spot you easier because of your swastika, right?
We do not wear a swastika any more, ma'am, than you wear. You're hanging out of your dress.
So what's the difference?
If I'm wearing a swastika,
so what is the difference that you don't have the swastika on your armband? You're still trying to tell people how they should live their lives, sir, when we don't even know what your standards are.
So in other words, you can stand on the dance floor while I'm trying to eat my dinner and someone is rubbing your rear end with his hands and I can't get my dessert down looking at that.
It's time for you to grow up. There's absolutely time for you to grow up.
Ma'am, I'm asking a simple question. Am I supposed to try to get my dessert down while I'm watching your boyfriend rub up against you?
Well,
come on, man.
Well, that is not how I would behave in public.
Well, that's what
we're
talking about.
However, if somebody else was and you couldn't turn your face from that,
I better
then,
not see any
you know, you don't need to be
addresses.
At the party. Get up and get out. I bought your dinner for you, so if you're not happy about it, turn your back to the dance floor.
In other words, you would have a party where people are rubbing themselves raw while I'm trying to get some food down. Is that
you know,
what you're
again,
to
in your you dreams, know. Sir,
ma'am,
absolutely
we,
in
right
your
now.
Dreams, you're not capable of having
that.
A realistic point of
ma'am,
view.
Ma'am, I'm simply saying that if I see any nipples trying to stick out of a dress,
okay, we got what you'll do.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I want to address this man. I shouldn't even call him a man. He's a mongrel. He ought to be arrested.
If I
ever walked into a mall and saw children wrapping their legs around Santa, I would have the police arrest somebody like this.
Well, after you stood there and stared for about a half hour.
You don't even belong in society.
I happen to be a Santa Claus in a mall, and no kid's going to sit in my lap and tell me he was a good little boy when he was a lying sack.
And the way you're talking about, you said that you like children.
I love children.
And you're calling them such profane names.
No, I love children.
You have no business being on the face of this earth.
Hey, whoa, hold on for a minute. The only way you can get a child to tell you truth is to wrap his legs around your waist, take his face in your hand.
No, that is not true. I've been to many malls and seen Santa Clauses with children sitting on their lap the proper way, and the children are smiling,
and the
Santas are very friendly.
Right.
I don't know
and
what do you come off
and lying through their teeth.
Children wrap their legs around you. You ought to be castrated.
No, but wait a second. How do you know those kids that are sitting in the Santa's lap aren't lying through their teeth? Lying? God, they lie. They lie, lie, lie. It's just the hypocrisy I couldn't take anymore. Sitting there, are you good little boy? Are you good little girl?
Yes, Santa.
And you I don't know how any kind of mall could hire somebody like you.
Oh, and so do you take your grandkids to the mall?
I would never step foot in that mall.
Do you take your grandkids to the mall to see the Santa Claus or take your kids
there? Yes,
you
I
do.
Have four grandchildren,
and I do,
and they enjoy it, and the Santa Claus is a very nice, proper person. And they have a good time, and
I'll
they tell
when,
Santa
I'll,
what they want.
Sure,
they
and I'll bet.
They don't wrap their legs around his body.
I'll bet that when they're sitting there lying through their teeth, you got a big crap-eating grin on your face like, ain't I proud? And it,
why are you insulting this woman? Okay?
Yeah, you used to have the dirtiest mouth. I could not even imagine having someone like you as a Santa Claus.
Ma'am,
these moms need to,
ma'am,
to
have
hire
you ever
other
sat
people
on,
that are hiring the Santa Clauses. They
have
are
you
the
ever
ones
sat
that
on,
should be fired, too.
Have you ever sat on Santa's lap, ma'am?
When I was a young child, I probably did. I don't remember. But
you didn't? Okay, you don't remember. Then you don't remember whether you had your legs wrapped around him, did you?
Now, come on.
I certainly do remember that. I would never do something like that.
You said you don't remember.
You can't
get... You're a sick individual.
Did you want to sit on Santa's lap?
Yes. I think all children want to sit on Santa's lap.
All right, now let me ask you.
Because they believe in Santa Claus.
Let me ask you a question. Do you now want to sit on Santa's lap?
No, I have no desire to sit on Santa's lap because I'm an older woman.
Not even just for fun.
No, sir, you're absolutely.
What are you asking this woman?
I'm trying to find out where she's coming from. So you wouldn't want to wrap your legs around Santa?
Never mind. Don't answer that question, Dolores.
I will not even acknowledge that. You need to be in prison.
In prison for what? Look, I'm going to get videotape, and I'm going to show these brats.
You're a disgrace to society, and you're dangerous to children.
Danger to children? I've never done anything to a kid and to find out.
I would be very worried about you.
Do you teach your kids to lie?
If I saw you walking down the street, I would never let my children or grandchildren near you.
But you wouldn't know it was me because I wouldn't be in the Santa Claus suit.
I would.
Yeah, can't answer that one.
Just by the way you talk and
how
the way
you, know?
You act.
You think Rudolph's nose lights up?
Sir,
do you think
you're trying to. Discuss the issue.
Why don't you stick to the point, okay?
I'm asking this lady if she thinks Rudolph's nose lights up. Because if you think Rudolph's nose lights up, you want to see Santa.
Okay, man. You know, you're taking it down these areas that we don't need to go to.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
I don't get
about.
What he's...
I'm talking about the fact that the knob of my...
Okay, look. You... And your lousy Santa job, you're fired, you'll never get hired again. His name is Don Carsey. Don't hire him for any Santa Claus job that you have.
You can say that again.
What did he say? Hey, Dolores, look.
Hello?
Dolores, this is Don. Look, I'll guide your sleigh tonight if you want.
What, with a red nose?
Well, with a red...
Okay, thank you.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR. Show 1-800-449-8686.
And a Phil Henry Show broadcasting this week from New York City. And we're here courtesy of Priceline.com, Phil Henry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all your travel needs today because they sure set us up beautifully here in the great, vibrant, active, recovering, and showing the way city of New York. Now, in Bellflower, California, today is Halloween, as you know. And you may not know this, or you may know this. I think you probably do, because it's been all over the news. This is the first full moon we've had in 46 years. Now, Craig Taylor got the information for me. At the Joyful Union Congregation, which is a Christian church in Bellflower, they have a fund called the Sholly Renton Surgery Fund. This is a little girl who was born with a cleft palate. They're raising money for surgery for this child. And this surgery money, I think, is not going to be used for that, Pastor Renick?
That child is going to get... No, Phil, you have to understand. That child will get surgery. But I have used some of that money for reasons that we think are important.
I understand. What the reasons are? What the reasons have to do with?
The reasons have to do with the protection of this church tonight.
The protection of your church.
Yes, sir.
From what?
Phil, I will tell you that I've been a pastor at Joyful Union for a good 15 years. I have seen many things. I have raised up many people in this church. We have recognized that the devil can take many forms. Now, we are protect our church tonight from the devil. And before you go on and say, I guess, a lot of things that people have said to me over the last 12 to 24 hours, I want you to consider something. This is the first full moon in 46 years. Now, you may be aware of a disease, a condition, if you will, called lycanthropia.
And I'm sorry, Pastor, was that lycanthropia?
Lycanthropia, yes.
And that is a condition of what?
That is a condition where a man... my understanding from the doctors that I've spoken with, man can evolve or permutate into a werewolf or some kind of a dog. Now, understand these legends are just what they are, legends. But wouldn't I look like the fool? And wouldn't I feel that I have not done my best for this church if I've not taken some steps to protect myself at this time? The reason why I say myself, I purchased a gun. And may God forgive me, but I purchased a gun. And I purchased silver bullets, $400 worth of silver bullets at this time. And
Pastor, you said to me before we went on the air, you don't believe in werewolves. You don't believe in...
I don't believe. I will say the possibility is remote at best that I might be set upon tonight by, and may God forgive me, by this deviant, hellish manifestation of Satan. But I do believe there is a chance that I could be set upon by a werewolf, a wild dog, some kind of a demon thing tonight, and that's why we have set the first full moon in 46.
That's something out of a werewolf movie, though, right?
And I know that everybody said, Pastor Reddick, that is from the Wolfman or the Werewolf, what have you, American Werewolf. I understand all of that, but wouldn't I look like the fool if in the off chance I was attacked by Satan tonight in the form of a dog?
Well,
in the form of a dog. Wouldn't I look like the wouldn't I look like the asshole?
What is the chance that you'll be attacked by a werewolf?
That's probably nothing, but I owe it to the people in my church to protect myself, because I am the leader of this flock. I'm the shepherd of this flock. Now, these people come in, I've raised up the children, and I have married them, I've baptized them. I have buried them, and I've said prayers over them when they've been sick. And won't I look like the asshole if somehow I get my throat ripped out by a werewolf tonight? And I say that, may God have mercy on me.
If you believe in the Christian Bible, as I know that you do, then you...
I believe in Satan, and I know what his work can do. And I will tell you something right now. I've had more people call me today and say, Pastor, you did wrong by taking that money from that child. The hair lip fund, the cleft palate fund that she's got. And I said, I know that. And I prayed over it.
You prayed over buying a gun to protect yourself from a werewolf.
I prayed over it, and God told me, Pastor Reddick, you started Joyful Union. You have been the lifeblood of Joyful Union. You got to protect yourself.
Well, do you think...
You have got to protect yourself.
Right.
Amen. I know that everybody probably think that I'm not even two coats of paint. But I've got to do what I've got to do.
What are the chances?
I've got to do what a man's got to do.
What are the chances that you are attacked by a werewolf?
Next to nothing.
Next to nothing. You don't believe in werewolves?
I don't know. The first full moon in 46 years. What do you... You want me to take a chance with that? I want to tell you something. It is an old Romanian prayer, and it goes like this. Even a man who's good and says his prayers at night can become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full of...
I remember.
Now, that's something that an old gypsy woman had passed along to Christian missionaries in what had previously been the atheist country of Romania.
Well, do you...
Back in 1944.
Right.
And you want me to play it fast and loose with my life? No, sorry.
Well, I do know that you have members of your congregation. Let me give our phone number out, too. 1-800-449-8686. Hold on, Pastor. I got to get the room. 1-800-449-8686. You don't believe in werewolves, but you don't want to take any chances. The first full moon in 46 years, and you used money from a fund that would provide a child with surgery for a cleft palate to purchase a gun and silver bullets. Is that the expense?
They were a considerable cost, yes. Now, my flock would be lost without me. They'd all end up in hell.
Pastor, you know...
Hell!
You know, you're not preaching right now, okay? Just speak to me.
No, when I'm moved by the Spirit, I have got to say what I've got to say. Only way to kill a werewolf, from the reading that I've done, from the people that I've spoken to, that you got to shoot that dog down dead. That's the devil's dog. That's the dog of Satan, dead with a silver bullet.
Now
you won't do it with garlic. You don't do it with no cross or none of that stake to the chest mess. You got to shoot that dog down dead with a silver bullet. And I wield that gun tonight as the weapon of Jesus Christ.
Do you think that Jesus is going to have...
I believe Jesus will test me.
Do you think he would send a werewolf...
Dog of hell, if Satan will test me? Yes, I do.
To you tonight?
Yes. I think it's with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
That's right, all things are possible.
Do you know that you're scaring people?
I don't want to scare nobody. I want everybody in my flock to know that tonight, Pastor William Rennick, Joyful Union Congregation, Bellflower, California, is protected by the staff and sword of God Almighty.
Yeah, but it's a gun with...
Staff and sword of God Almighty.
It's a gun with silver bullets.
It's a gun with silver bullets. That's the only way you kill a werewolf, thought I know. I did all the research, read up on all of it. Seen Lon Chaney Jr. Wolfman. I checked that out this morning on AMC. I know they had a show on there today. And that's Son of Dracula. That's the same guy that was in
The Wolfman?
The Wolfman movie. That old lady said to him, even a man who is good and says his prayers by night becomes a wolf, and a wolf bane blooms, and the moon is full and bright. You think I want to take chances like that? Bullcrap!
You're angry, aren't you?
I'm angry, yes, because I have been tested, but I'm going to come out smelling like a rose. If I see anybody that looks like a dog tonight, any man walking upright with paws and all that fang and all that mess, all that apple, whatever, kibbles and bits, I don't know. I will blow that sucker away, and I will be happy. Happy. I've done it in the name of God.
Pastor Rennick, you're, I know, a compelling speaker. Do you ever talk yourself into things?
I don't know. I'm not talking myself into nothing, Phil. I am simply saying I'm not taking no chances with no werewolf. And that poor child will get surgery in a year when she can raise the money again. But until that time, I needed that gun.
Well, you took money away from a fund for a child who needs cleft palate surgery.
You have a hair lip.
Now, you don't call it hair lip, a cleft palate surgery.
Right. That's right. I made a judgment call. Yeah, I made a judgment call. And my judgment is informed by the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit told you to go out, Pastor Rennick.
That's right.
Get a gun with silver bullets, and wait in your study or there at the where the pastor lives, under the full moon, for a werewolf.
If it's first full moon in 46 years, the hell do you think that mean? Nothing? I think it mean a lot. I know people are laughing at me. It don't make any difference to me. But it don't make no never mind, because I know what I have to do. I'm informed by the Holy Spirit on this.
All right, well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. It's Halloween, and I figured we'd get a couple of kooky stories. This is a pastor at a church down in Bellflower who believes the possibility of attack from werewolf is there because it's the first full moon in 46 years, and he has purchased a gun and silver bullets, because legend has it that's how you kill a werewolf. So he's taken that money from a surgery fund for a small girl who needs surgery for a cleft palate. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The child is, her name is Shawlee Renton, and she was born with this this problem. Her parents have tried to raise the money. The church members put their money together to raise the money, and now they find that a significant amount of it, and these silver bullets apparently were very expensive, somewhere in the neighborhood of $400. He took that money and bought a gun and silver bullets. Now, he even admits the chance of werewolf attack is slim, but he said wouldn't he look like the fool if he got his throat ripped out by a werewolf, because he is the pastor and the leader of this church. Wild story. Well, it's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Really fascinating conversation with Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation tonight. Pastor Rennick has taken money from a surgery fund for one of his flock to buy a gun as protection against a werewolf. A gun with silver bullets. And
I know that so many people would say I'm crazy. You have to understand something else, Phil. It's very important. A werewolf is not completely damned until he tastes human blood. Once he tastes human blood, he's there. If I can waste that werewolf, he's not going to taste my blood or anybody else. He could go to heaven. So it's a matter of...
You said that you don't believe in werewolves, and yet you're steeped in werewolf mythology and legend.
You've got to be protected. God said, inform yourself with the word. That's what I'm doing. Anybody think what I'm doing is not God's word? It's not God's word. He don't know God like I know God. And I know God. I've been intimately involved and familiar with God for almost all of my 56 years. And you want to know something, Phil? God ain't never lied to me. God ain't...
No, but you could be misled. Isn't the Bible also say that the devil misleads?
The devil misleads. The devil's a werewolf. All the devil want to do is rip my... And I don't want to offend anybody. That damn devil, he'll take my throat out, take off all the things that God gave me to make a baby, rip that out, shove it in my mouth, and sew it shut. You think I let that happen to me? And I know that's very grotesque. I know
you are scaring people.
I know, but I've got to let them know that what I do in the name of God.
Our 1-800-449-8686. Let me take a phone call here, okay? Just so we get our bearings. Sandra, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
May
go
I
ahead.
Please say something to you. You have such little faith, and I can't believe this is deplorable. Your feelings and your thoughts. First of all,
you
stole
the money.
Take it back and give it back to the child.
I got the silver bullet.
Would you take the life of a man, of a human being? It's not up to you
to
kill somebody.
That is the devil.
You fall on your knees and pray about this. You need to fall on your knees and pray about this.
Don't you think I did that? Don't you think I talked to God?
Lord God did not tell you to get a gun and kill a man.
I'm not killing a man. I kill a werewolf, which is a dog of the devil.
This is a
myth. Would you got to get a... What?
This is a myth. There's nothing in the Bible that says man's going to turn into a werewolf.
I know, I've read it inside and out.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it could be, but what if this is the first full moon in 46 years? What if?
No, what if nothing? Does it say that in the Bible? Does it say that in the Bible of the Christian faith, King James Version of the Bible?
For me, but
no,
it doesn't.
You're very mistaken.
Does it say anything in the Bible about anthrax? No, it don't.
No, it doesn't. But that's happening. That's happening. A werewolf is not happening.
Can you be sure that
I won't get... My God does not say that it is. you know, and it's not happening. Something is very wrong. And you've taken that money from a child.
Young lady, the Bible doesn't tell you how to fix a car, but you know how to fix a car.
He doesn't tell you. If you pray and get on your knees and pray like you should to him,
Pastor,
in honesty, and let him speak to you.
I want to ask you a question. You said you prayed over this.
I prayed over it.
You said you did not believe in werewolves.
I don't.
All
I find it very hard to believe in a werewolf, but all of a sudden
you
first
are.
First full moon in 46 years, and it's colored like a pumpkin. And
is
I'm
it? It just happened that way. But
just
think
remember
of the month. Think of the days and the month and the months and the year and
even
how
man
it fell.
Even man prayers at night can become a wolf when a wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright. Now, that's right there in the Bible. And
that's not in the Bible.
No, it isn't.
It's from a movie with the gypsy lady.
It should be in the Bible if it ain't. It should be in the Bible if it ain't.
Writing the Bible?
There's some things God left out that I would have put in, but word is final.
You're not of any knowledge whatsoever to put anything in the Bible.
Man, you're going to tell God what to put in the Bible?
Absolutely.
Ezekiel 4:26.
Says his prayers at night.
Get out of the parish and go get yourself another job.
I've heard many Negro spiritual songs over the years that speak a hellhound on my trail. You never heard a hellhound on my trail?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, sir. I will pray for you.
I got the hellhound.
Please, I will pray for you, and so will my children. I feel
Reverend,
so
Reverend,
sorry for you.
You're goofing it a little bit here, man, okay?
I'm talking about a Negro spiritual. Sister, I will pray for you, too. I love you.
Why should there be no color in this?
I love you.
I love you, too. That's why I'm trying to straighten you out.
But how come the Bible says I'm a hellhound on my trail? And Fleetwood Mac done that song, 1960.
Well, forget about it. Okay, thank you very much, man, for your call. You know what? You're starting to scare people with the singing and everything.
What I'm trying to do, Phil, tonight is let everybody in your audience know something that is so important. That they go out tonight with a full moon, and a man walk up to them, and maybe he's got kibbles and bits on his breath. I don't know. Maybe that man's got alcohol. Maybe that man...
What do you mean kibbles and bits?
Well, I'm just saying. The old Negro spiritual says, it's got a hellhound on my trail. And all of a sudden, a man starts barking at me. And I ain't letting him out to go crap out inside, because he's already outside. So he's barking at me to let him crap. Or even feed him, too. Because he's going to have a feast out of my genitalia.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Renick. Pastor Renick is the head pastor at Joyful Union Congregation. He's purchased a gun and $400 worth of silver bullets to protect him from werewolf attack tonight, even though that money came from a fund for a little girl who needs cleft palate surgery. The parishioners raised that money in your church.
I know that, sir. I know they did. And I'm going to tell you something. I heard a lot of this mess about, well, you took the money from that child. That money is the church fund. And right now, the pastor, I am the man who started this church, the one who started this church. I'm at risk. I could get my throat ripped out within a half hour. And a lot of the people are telling me, hold on just a minute.
What?
Well,
you don't need a gun. Who's at the door?
Where the silver bullets, for God's sake? Not the beer, the silver. See, that was a trick-or-treater, and that's what I'm telling you.
Well, why would you think you need a gun for a trick-or-treater?
She's all dressed up in some kind of hairy-ass ape costume or some kind of mess. That's what I'm talking about. I got my heart is racing.
And well, you forget about the likelihood of werewolf attack, you said yourself, is so small and insignificant that it doesn't mean anything.
I'll tell you something else that's making me angry. And it,
well, hold on. Let me take a call, and then you can tell me what's making you angry, because you've been talking about...
They're not going to put me away for psychiatric effect.
Now, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Eva, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Eva.
Yes,
go
I'm going to call you, Pastor, because you sound like somebody that's rehearsing for some kind of werewolf movie. Pastor, don't speak
pastor.
Like this. There are no such thing as werewolves, and I've never heard a pastor like you, and I am a Christian, and there's no such thing as werewolf. I was brought up in the woods, trapping.
You brought up in the woods?
Fishing. I've never caught a wolf in my life.
As a child,
that's how I was brought up. We had to work for a living, and that's what I did, but I've never caught a wolf. I've caught muskrats, I've caught otters, I've caught necks, I've caught coons, I've caught possums, I've caught rabbits, but never rabbits.
You stole that money.
You stole that money, so admit it. And stop hiding back to God. You are not a Christian. You are a hypocrite. If there's any werewolf, you're the damn werewolf. You are not a pastor. And they should go over there, and you should be arrested. If you be here, you would be arrested.
For what? What they going to arrest me for?
Because you stole some money, claiming it was for a child. That was an excuse and a liar. If you're a Christian, get the money back and give it back to the child for to have it serving. You are worse than the devil. You're worse than Ben Letterman. You stole the money. You owe his thief. What part of the goddamn jungle you came from?
Now hold on for a second, sister.
No, I'm holding on. You owe his thief and admit it. You are a lie teller. And the Lord is telling me to tell you this. Because you owe his thief. You stole money from a crippled child that needs surgery. So admit it. Admit it. You owe a thief. You're trying to hide back a lot of
money to protect.
You owe a line. And you can't talk over me because I'm French, Indian, Irish, and German.
All right, Eva,
you
Eva, this
never
is Phil
talk
Henry.
Over me.
Eva,
you are a hypocrite liar.
Eva, this is Phil. Hold on, Eva, okay? Are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm here.
Hold on for a minute, dear. Now, Pastor Rennick.
Why you let that woman...
Hold on for a minute. I want to make sure everybody gets a word in it. And will you quit running for your gun every time a trick-or-treater comes to the door?
I don't know. My ass is at risk.
No, hold on. Eva, you say that you grew up in the woods.
Yeah, well, yeah, as a child, that was our livelihood.
Now, he's talking about a werewolf, not just a wolf. A werewolf, a guy that turns into a wolf.
I've never seen a werewolf in my life. All right?
Yeah, okay.
All right,
now this is obviously...
Well, I live in New Orleans now, but we trapped all our life from the ground and we moved. I've caught nets, I've caught otters, I've caught possums, I've caught coons.
Otters and coons? Okay. Now, the werewolf is a mythological figure, obviously. The pastor here...
That's from a movie he saw.
Now, Pastor, did you get your...
It's a movie of an old lady walking through the woods and had killed a wolf with a walking stick with a silver handle.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That is it. No, I've lived in the woods. I've never seen any wolves in the woods.
Yeah. Now, you
there's
you
something wrong with your mind. You need to see a psychiatrist. You need
Eva,
to be thrown out of whatever church you're in. And
Eva,
you need
I was
to be rebuked. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you because you are a Satanist. You worship Ben Laden.
Can Eva, hold on, hon. This is Phil again. I lived in New Orleans for a while, and there's a stretch south of the city, I think the Delacroix.
Uh-huh.
Is that, did you grow up down there?
No, sir. I grew up where, Houma, Louisiana?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
In the wintertime, we would trap. We'd live on a bayou.
And in the winter, we
lived in a big houseboat on the water. We'd go trapping in the wintertime, because that's when you trap in the winter, because that's when the fur is the best.
And just let everybody know in our audience. Let everybody in our audience know you never trapped a werewolf.
I have never trapped a werewolf, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people. I've caught otters. I've caught minks. I've caught muskrats. I've caught rabbits. I've caught possums. I've caught coons. Occasionally a duck. Occasionally a goose. Never a werewolf. He is insane. He needs to be arrested and put in a rubber bag.
In a rubber bed?
Now, hold on. Pastor, you said that the people in your church want to have you evaluated.
They want to put me away for 72-hour psychiatric evaluation. not a chance.
I put you in for 72 years.
72 years? It's only legal 72 hours.
You're crazy, man. If you're a man, you're crazy. You're not a man.
It's a will. You better answer that phone.
There's no such thing as well. You're going to get on your knees and pray and ask God.
I
rebuke you when you're in the name of Jesus.
Did you ask God?
You in the name of Jesus.
You can't rebuke me because I'm a pastor.
You are some kind of Satanist.
No, I'm the pastor. You're just somebody who comes in and drops money from a
child. You are Satanist, stealing money from a child. This is the Lord of the Lord.
And
you can say if you please. But like I told you, buddy, you'll never talk over me. Never in a million years.
You better answer that phone because somebody needs to get to you.
No, I'm not.
All right.
But you are nothing but a saint.
Hey, God, shut up.
You are
stealing
food children, starving children out.
You
are working
in
land. You are
saved.
You are
saved.
No matter what you say, you are saved. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for letting me call.
You are saved.
All right. You guys are obviously not... You're not seeing eye to eye. Eva, thank you for your call, though, all right? 1-800-449-8686. Do you see how you're getting people worked up? Do you see how...
You're working me. She's working me up. She's driving me nuts. I go down to the gun shop today, and I said to God, should I buy this gun? He said, yeah. And I did. And
did you pray over it like all the Christian folks said?
Yeah, I prayed over it, sure. Whatever you... You know, I mean, what do you... You're busting my balls on this thing for all I'm saying to you for.
No, that's for some fine talk for a pastor.
Well, everybody calling me nuts. And
all I know is that your congregation, who's Mr. Samuels?
He's a real ass, that guy.
Mr. Samuels is a member of your congregation.
I was praying I'd get a good deal on a 9mm.
That's not praying to God as to whether you ought to get a gun or not, praying for a good deal on a 9mm. Now, this Mr. Samuels said that they want to put you away for psychiatric evaluation 72 hours.
They do that. They're putting away the shepherd of the flock. Now, God can't be happy about that. Because if I'm not up there exhorting them to give their money every Sunday to keep this church going, the cheapskates in my church, man, they just as soon give that money to bingo. They go on over to the Catholic church, lay it on them bingo nuts over there. And I don't know what they do with that dough. Always renovating the church. So, get half that money out there at Knights of Columbus and buy themselves a bottle of booze.
You done?
And nobody listened to what I got to say. Hold on for a minute. Yeah, what you want? That doesn't get my gun.
Now hold on with the gun, okay? Hold on with the gun. You do not need... First of all, one of the things that I wanted to say to you has to do with the fact that there are people out there who really...
Yeah.
Would you put your gun away? Milford, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Milford.
Yes, I'm 71 years old. I'm visually impaired, so I listen to the radio an awful lot, and
it's a man.
Program. I was 30 years old when I came to Christ, and it was an absolute real experience. And I trust the true and living God, the God of creation, the God of sustenance, the God of redemption, and the God of judgment. And my God is a God of love. Yes, he's a God of vengeance. But he says
vengeance
is mine, says the Lord. And for every time that God speaks of vengeance,
yes, sir,
he'll speak of love 10 times.
That's
the
right.
Things that this pastor is speaking about a gun and silver bullets, I'm sorry,
that's
not in Scripture.
I have
at least a dozen versions of different translations of Scripture. I'm sorry, that's not in there. And why the tremendous confidence or whatever you want to call it, he's putting in the full moon.
Yeah. Here we go.
For heaven's sake, that's not
gone.
In Scripture.
There's $500
he needs to. I mean, I'm saying this in love.
Thank you, brother.
This in Christian love.
Thank you, brother.
As calmly as I know how.
You blind?
The man needs.
You ever go shooting?
To get into Scripture.
He needs to get into a nut house. He need...
Now, don't you go talking that
in
way.
In the book of James.
He needs a nut house.
Yeah, tell me
in
about
the New Testament. It says that we pray and we pray amiss.
Ooh, I gotta go to bed.
And oftentimes we can pray amiss.
Yes.
But what I'm hearing from him is not
hear
from
this.
The God that I know. His
right.
language is not commensurate with the faith that he's advocating. And yes, he's the shepherd. He calls himself the shepherd.
You know, if you're blind, you won't see a werewolf come and get you.
But it is not his church.
I'm not smelling, no.
The church belongs to Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
The church is the people. The
well,
church
I gotta
is the
get going now.
It's not
know,
the building.
Go.
Yeah, it's been really.
And he's there as an overseer.
Well, knowing you and.
And he's going to have a tremendous.
You on my show.
He has a tremendous responsibility.
I thought this was the Pastor William
Reddick
show.
And he will be held accountable.
Okay.
But in my Christian life, as I've grown through the years.
And I appreciate your call very much. And
I have seen that if we trust in God and trust in Jesus
doing?
Christ, He will lead us.
Will you wake me up?
And this is
right.
He needs to study the ministry.
I'd rather go shooting werewolves
and
listen to this.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And
Jesus
and
never
I think
advocated
right.
anything.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Thank God.
The Phil Henry Show is back. Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Hi, Mr. Dozier.
Yes, ma'am.
You are not God.
I said I don't believe I'm God, lady. I don't know how
but
many times I got to say it to these people.
You are behaving as if you are.
Because the children treat me as if I am.
No, but they, no.
Yes,
to
yes,
them,
yes.
Santa
to them, Santa Claus
God.
Is
no
a God.
There's no equation there that
Of course
fits.
There is. He is a deity who has power.
But Santa Claus is not a deity.
Santa Claus can fly around the world at the speed of light. What do you call that?
Who says he can fly around the world at the speed of light? You
do. The parents who taught the children about Santa Claus.
I never taught my child that Santa Claus could fly around the world.
Well, what did you say he could do then?
I never said that he could do that.
You didn't say that there is a Santa Claus?
I never had a chimney for him to come down, so what
did that mean? Tell your children there was no Santa Claus?
No, I have one child, and to this day he's 31 years old, and we always kid about... Yes,
yeah.
My dear, there is a
Phil,
Santa
you can
Claus.
Listen to these
but
people dancing around it. All of these
Jesus,
parents have taught their
God,
children that there is
Jesus,
a Santa
and
Claus, and they are the ones that began this religion for their children. I didn't begin the religion. These parents taught their children.
Okay, you know what's going on here? Whoa. You know what's going on here? Every time you get around to asking these parents, did they teach their children about Santa Claus, the parents don't want to admit it.
Yeah, that's exactly
it.
Just
I
be quiet.
It. Of course
all right.
I taught
just,
my
just,
child
hold on, hold on,
Santa
hold on.
Claus.
So,
I have no problem
hold on,
with that.
Hold on,
but there
hold
came
on,
a time in his
hold
life
on,
when that fantasy
hold
was
on,
no longer real.
Hold on, will you?
Sure.
So the fact is that you are culpable in teaching your child about an entity that doesn't exist.
That's exactly right. But
now you be quiet, Mr. Dozier, okay? Now that's the culpability of the parents. But what you're doing is taking it to the extreme that he's godlike.
What do you call a guy that can give you anything you want from the North Pole? You don't call that godlike?
No.
Oh, no.
Absolutely
no. Kathy's the one that taught her kid about Santa Claus,
absolutely
but now she's going
to
tell me what I can or I can't
do. Nothing whatsoever to do with
well,
God.
It does, ma'am, and
no.
The children will kneel before me.
You,
and
you
it,
well, the parents are
going to
stop.
A very sick person,
the parents,
and it's a shame that you're even
every
seeing this
picture,
credibility.
Every picture of God is a man with white hair and a white beard.
Oh, stop.
Need I say more? Yeah, that's exactly right. Every single picture. Well, if you don't know the pictures of Santa Claus, I don't know what to tell you, but every single picture of Santa Claus looks exactly like a man with a white beard and a white thing. And
yeah, and he looks exactly like God. Okay, so you're out there at the, what is it?
Well, it's the, it's out at the West Brothers Mall in Yucaipa, and that is in Yucaipa, California.
All right, so that's the West Brothers Mall in Yucaipa, and you are the Santa Claus there. The kids have to kneel down, though, to come to see you.
Yes, if you bring your child to me, they have to kneel, avert my gaze, and bring some form of tribute. I don't care what it is.
Oh, they got to bring money.
I would appreciate it, yes.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am, and speak up,
please. I
can't
believe that a father would do that to his child. How absolutely horrible can he be? That was strictly for the father's benefit.
No, ma'am. I took my boy to buy a present for his teacher, which is traditional for children to buy their teacher's present at Christmas time. And I don't know how long it's been since you gave birth to a child or if you ever did, but it is a very customary thing.
Not for a child, sir.
Are you a grandmother?
I am very sorry.
I have
children, and that is beside the point. This
tell me
woman
what,
is engaged
would you please
to be married,
explain
and you
to
have
me
the audacity
what was inappropriate
to
about
ask her out on a date?
Can you please explain to me, ma'am, what was inappropriate about what I did?
That is personal things. You give those to a woman that you are married to or dating. You do not expose your son to things like that. That is
so
totally
the woman is not supposed. The woman is not supposed to have a massage.
Well, you keep calling it a massage stick. It's a vibrator.
I think the conversation, Mr. Henry, indicates where
you
your mind is.
You gave her a bra. You gave her panties. Those are personal items that no child should be embarrassed at being expected to give those things to his teacher.
So, so my son is supposed to follow along with all the other sheep. And
yeah, let him do what he should do.
That's the problem
with this world.
The problem of this world is you people who are not original thinkers.
No. You just want to teach your son to be a pervert.
My son thought the bra was fun. He wore it around on his head when we were packing it up.
Well, I hope
the school district does something too. They should fire the old buzzards that are on the school board, and let's get some young people in there that can
they have young people, and you embarrass the daylights out of them.
So you're telling me the panties my son picked out for his teacher for our trip to Mammoth is wrong too?
Absolutely.
What trip to Mammoth?
What?
She is going to be going with us to a timeshare. I want to sit down. I want to talk this out. I do not want...
Oh, I wouldn't let her sit down with you. And she won't sit down
with
you.
Talk
I guarantee
this out.
Wait a minute. Did you invite this woman out of town for the weekend?
With my son. With my son. I want to sit down and
you
talk it
sick.
Out.
You are sick. You are sick. You need to get
I'm
help.
I'm sick. You know something? May all people die.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Survivor Compton. Now, Phil Hendry.
Well, at least one parishioner, one church member at a church in Bellflower, California, called Joyful Union Congregation, is threatening some kind of removal of the pastor there because of a play that is being presented by Joyful Union Congregation, by that church. It is a play being presented by the church's middle school. And I want to bring on the church pastor. His name is Pastor William Rennick. He joins us from Bellflower. Pastor Rennick, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right, can you tell us about this play?
Well, I would be happy to tell you about the play. It is a play that is known by every church. It is known by every church. It is known by every church member. It is the Christmas pageant. And this is the play that is being presented by our children.
Will it feature the children?
Yeah, it features the children from our middle school. It is directed by Ms. Claire Bingham, who is our middle school choir master.
Well, what is the controversy?
I do not know what the controversy is. I know that we are attempting to solve the problems of our church by way of raising money for our church. And at the same time, we are trying to present the story of the life of Jesus Christ.
I understand.
Who is the savior of mankind and was born on Christmas Day.
Well, sir, Pastor Rennick, there are people in your church who believe that you have manipulated the life of Christ.
I've not manipulated the life of Christ at all.
No, but they say that you have changed the Christmas pageant.
I've not manipulated the life of Christ at all. I've not manipulated the life of Jesus at all. That would be a sin against God Almighty himself. And that would be a absolute sin against the children that we are charged with educating.
Well,
that would be a sin against all the people in the church.
All right, well, I mean, the church... Tell me about this pageant, then.
It is the bringing of the story of the birth of our Savior into modern times.
Is that the
It is the bringing of the birth of our Savior into modern times.
Well, is that the source of the criticism?
The source of the criticism is that we have people in our church who cannot and will not allow our children to grow and allow the story of Jesus to be told.
Well, all right, tell me about the play. This is the Christmas pageant about the birth of Christ.
This is about the birth of Christ. The children put on this play, and I made some suggestions as to modernize the play so that our children would find relevancy. Because right now, the life of Jesus is not relevant to our young people. And I have to find a way to bring the life of Jesus to relevancy. What we have done...
All right, I can't, you know, if... Pastor, please... You have on the stage a play in which does one of the characters have a bomb strapped to him?
Let me explain this.
Does one of the characters have a bomb?
Let me explain this. We have the birth of Jesus Christ. The three wise men, the Magi, who come from the east, come up and Jesus has been born. And Joseph is there, Mary is there, all the animals in the manger are there. The North Star is shining bright. And one of the Magi steps forward and opens his gowns, and a bomb is strapped to his chest.
A bomb is strapped to the chest of one of the wise men.
That is correct, because that is right out of today's headlines. That is right out of today's newspapers. And we tell a story, what if one of these wise men had a bomb strapped to him? Who would have no Jesus today? The Christ child would have died in the manger. And so he steps forward in the play that we put on with a bomb strapped to him.
And then, according to the man that we talked to, Mr. Longley...
Mr. Longley, I believe Mr. Henry needs a doctor.
Well, that's something between you and him. He says that the wise man pulls the fuse, a flash pot goes off, and for people that don't know what that is...
It makes a bright flash.
All right, it's used in theatrics to make a bright flash... And then smoke is released from a smoke machine.
That's correct.
And then the baby in the manger is catapulted out of the manger. Is that correct?
Christ child is catapulted, yes.
Is shot into the air.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's what people are finding more than anything else offensive. Never mind the fact that one of the wise men has a bomb strapped to him.
Hold on, because I want to explain this. This is...
Before you explain this, I want to know something. Were these suggestions that you had...
I was asked by Ms. Bingham if I had anything to contribute to the play.
Were these the suggestions that you had, sir?
I will tell you, I was asked by Ms. Bingham if I had anything to contribute to the play. That's all I'm going to say.
So the bomb goes off, and the Jesus baby is shot out of the manger on a catapult that's loaded with springs. Is that right?
That is correct. That's something that the children worked on, and a couple of our high schoolers helped with.
All right, well, that's what people are finding a fault with.
But the point behind that is that when the Christ child is shot out of the manger, you can catch him, and you can save Jesus every bit as much as he saved you. And that's the part that we love about the story of Jesus, that it don't mean if they're a terrorist, that Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, any of that mess, Jesus is going to be saved.
So in the Christmas pageant that you're presenting, the wise man steps forward, explodes a bomb on his chest, flash pots, smokes...
Right, all that special effects done by the children.
Okay, flash pot, smoke, and the baby is... Does that represent that Jesus is blown up?
That he's shot. He's blown up, yeah. But he gets blown clear.
Well, one of them said that there was smoke trailing from the... From... The baby Jesus, is that right?
All right. Mr. Henry, what we tried to do...
I'm just asking, was there smoke trailing? As the baby flies through the air, is there smoke trailing?
We tried to give the look as if the child is smoldering a bit, but that's only because he's saved, he's clear. But we put some dry ice inside of him.
Well, what Mr. Longley said was it looks like the baby Jesus is jettisoned from the manger with smoke coming out of its rectum, right?
Comment on it.
Well, that's what he said. Isn't that right?
That's what he said because he needs a doctor. We had dry ice in the doll that we used.
Right, that's a doll.
That is correct. To make it look as if there's a little bit of smoke. And we blackened the baby a little bit, only to make him look like he got blackened from the blast. But that's just to show He's been saved. He's been saved by mankind by hearing the message of Jesus. He's as mad as, and he's as mad because he didn't win a door prize. That's what's wrong with his lonely.
All right, well, then that brings me to the final thing here. When the baby Jesus is blown out of the manger by this wise man with a bomb, anybody that catches him wins a door prize.
That's correct. And let me tell you something. We have raised a lot of money for our church by selling tickets to this version of the Christmas pageant that is straight out of today's headlines.
And finally, the money that you're raising from the Christmas pageant is going to a legal defense that you've mounted. Isn't that right?
Mr. Henry, I want to say, I don't think it's right for you to bring this without allowing me to explain.
I'm allowing you to explain. Isn't that right?
Mr. Henry, I was viciously accused of fathering a child by a teenage member of our church. Now, this is slander and libel. And they are vicious. I did not father that girl's child. I'm being sued for paternity. This church cannot afford the law, so the church people have generously and charitably donated the money from the school Christmas pageant.
And so the money from the pageant goes to hire an attorney for you to defend you against a paternity suit.
That is correct. We are very proud.
Well, you've got a lot of parents there, a lot of parents wigging out over this thing. Hold on for a minute. Pastor William Renick, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. I've heard a lot of stories down through the years having to do with Christmas pageants. They're mounting one there at Joyful Union Congregation where one of the wise men steps forward with a bomb strapped to his chest, pulls the string, explodes the bomb, the Jesus doll is catapulted out of the manger, and whoever catches it wins the door prize, which I believe is a 21-inch oscillating fan this week. Now, the problem is that all the money that's being raised from this play is going to hire an attorney for this pastor to defend him against a paternity suit that has been filed by the parents of a teenage girl who is pregnant in his church. All of this stuff just cloaked in some obviously not very pleasant publicity. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Is this preacher modernizing the Christmas pageant the right way? And does he have the right to take the money from this pageant and hire a lawyer to protect himself against a paternity suit? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I got Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. You've got a parishioner down there who's angry that you've turned the Christmas pageant, into something that he calls blasphemous.
I think that's a strong word to use when you're not someone a representative of Jesus on this earth.
Hold on. In your Christmas pageant, you got one of the wise men blowing up a bomb.
Not if Jesus was alive today. If the Christ child was born today, he would have to put up with that. Or whether someone walk into the manger and blow a bomb up. I mean, that's the kind of insanity that we've got going on.
All right, well, they find that blasphemous, that when he pulls the thing and explodes, the Jesus baby gets catapulted out of the manger and lands in the audience someplace.
That is showing that Jesus can get blown clear.
With smoke coming out of its rear end.
You've got to understand, we've got high school and middle school children working on this.
Well, you've blackened the child up and the doll up, and you've got dry ice smoke coming out of its rear end as it flies through the air.
Mr. Henry, we are trying to educate our young people to the realities of the world and how it pertains to the living example of Jesus.
All right.
All the kids got to know that. All this stuff, everybody trying to tell me what to do? All I'm trying to do is raise a couple of dollars because some kid says that I made her pregnant. And that's a load. And that's the blasphemy. You have Jesus flying through the air with smoke coming out of his rear end all day long. Ain't going to hurt Christ. But you know what hurts me? Somebody saying that I did what I didn't do.
That's worse than having Jesus flying through the air blackened from a bomb.
You know, the real Jesus ain't blackened from no bomb.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Martha. Go ahead, Martha. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, my comment to you, Reverend, is that I agree with you as far as the artistic expression your church is trying to express to the community as far as what's going on in the world today.
Thank you, ma'am.
But you using the funds from that play is grossly inappropriate. That is your personal issue,
no,
and I don't feel like...
She's attacking the church. When she attacks me, she's attacking the church.
I don't feel like, well, but it's like, what if you worked for Trump and you got her pregnant? Trump wouldn't be paying for you to be...
I don't know who Trump is. I don't know what you're talking
Donald
about.
Donald Trump, if you were working for him and you made somebody pregnant in his office, he would not be paying for the lawyers to defend you.
This is a child that was in the church pageant. She played the Virgin Mary, and she comes to me to ask me about sex education. Now, I did not in any way, shape, or form get that child pregnant. And
well, wait a minute. This is a kid that was in the play?
She played the Virgin Mary, yeah.
Then why did she come to you for sex education?
She didn't know what that meant. What she mean by virgin? And I said, well, it's like I used the old, you know, you put a banana in a mixing bowl, or that one. You see what I'm saying? So that's all that happened there. That's why I get to use that money, because you got to understand, Martha, I am the pastor of this church. As such, I'm the representative of Jesus Christ to all these people. They come to me, they might as well be looking at Jesus.
Well, they...
All these people.
Yeah,
I'm the shepherd of my flock. I'll herd them as I please, and I let those people know that I will protect them from the devil and all his legion.
Well, if it was me, I'm
sorry, go ahead.
If it was me and I felt strongly enough about my issue that I was free and clear from having fathered this girl's child, I would feel comfortable paying for these legal issues myself, and I wouldn't put my church through paying these legal fees for me.
Well, let me ask Martha one question. So you're fine with the play. So you're fine with the baby Jesus doll getting catapulted out of the manger with dry ice steam coming from its rear end?
Yes, she said she would. You don't have to pay anything.
I do, because it's an artistic expression,
yeah,
and he's trying to get the point across of what our world is under nowadays.
That's
and I
right.
understand that. We do. I mean, sometimes you have to put a little electric shock into getting your point
and
across.
And if you catch the baby Jesus, you got a door prize. This week is a 21-inch oscillating fan. We got several color televisions and a juicer.
A lot of people I talked to were offended by the notion of catching a flying, blackened baby Jesus from a bomb. That's all I'm talking about.
Jesus saved me. I would do anything to save him.
Thank you, Martha. You've got
and
the
if
point.
If he was blackened and blowing across the room, I would try everything in my power
to
catch him.
That's right. You know, you're a white woman, right?
I'm sorry?
You're a white woman, right?
Yes.
You are unusually intelligent. I don't mean that because white people are very intelligent, but I don't come across a lot of white folks that get it like you do. And like jazz, you know, most white people are here to have jazz introduced to them by black. What the hell is that? Well, it's jazz. Oh, all right, I get it. But you get it away.
Not only am I white, but I'm Catholic, too.
You into jazz? You know, I tell you something.
All right, hold. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Pastor William Renick about the Christmas pageant that they've got where the baby Jesus is exploded in the manger. Here is Ethan on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Ethan.
Yeah, hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
You say when your congregation looks at you, they should see Christ?
Yeah, that's right, because I'm the representative of Jesus Christ on this planet.
Yeah, well, let's send you flying through there with flames coming out of your butt. See how you like it.
See me do what?
See, I don't.
No. First of all, that's not flame. What happened is the wise man blew up a bomb, sent Jesus flying through the air.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. Jesus isn't living right now. Jesus is alive and well, and we know that.
Yeah, but if he was being born right now, some crazy Arab would walk in there with a damn bomb, blow his ass halfway to hell.
But he's not living right now. He's not being born right now.
Yeah, what's the...
he wouldn't be sent halfway to hell because Jesus lives in heaven.
That's right.
If you get your head out of your rear end, you'd know that.
Well, wait a second, that's an expression. I'm just saying. And the other thing he said, if Jesus get blown up in the air, wouldn't you catch him?
Yes, I would catch him.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what we're trying to say. Jesus gets his ass blown out of the manger, you're going to be there to catch him like the kickoff at the Alabama-Auburn game.
Yep, yeah, but let me tell you something. You really sound like a preacher.
What's that?
You sound like a nice pastor, the way you're sitting there cussing on the air.
Well, I don't mean to cuss, brother, and I apologize to you.
Well, let me ask you this.
I apologize to you. I get worked up. During the first show, the baby Jesus accidentally caught on fire and flew through the air and burned three people. So it's not all, you know, goodness and light. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let me ask you this. When your congregation looks at you, when they look at you, they should see Christ. Do you think Christ would slip up and cuss?
Yeah, I think he probably would. I mean, I'm going to check it out. Well, check this out. He go to the temple. He sees the money changers. He probably said, well, you dirty. Oh, man, I bet you he let loose with a string of some pretty good four-letter words. He see all them money changers. Hell, he kicked half their asses out of there, didn't he?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
did Jesus ever sin?
Jesus never sinned. Jesus never sinned. In fact, he said, let ye who are without sin cast the first stone, Ethan. I think Jesus should have picked up a rock and threw it. Because he was the only one there that was without sin.
That's right. He was the only one that ever sinned.
Why didn't he pick up a rock and throw? I never could figure that out.
I don't know why he didn't.
Because
either,
he was a man of love.
I don't know why you're defending the way you're living.
I tell you what, if Jesus saw that wise man with a bomb strapped to him, I bet he'd say, holy Jesus, I bet you anything.
No, actually, right. Jesus would probably pray for him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Pastor Renick in there, a Christmas pageant with the explosion.
And now, Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick. A play that is being the Christmas pageant that's being presented at Joyful Union Congregation, which is where the pastor is the pastor, is a play in which the baby Jesus is exploded out of the manger by a wise man with a bomb strapped to him. The plastic Jesus is thrown through the air with smoke trailing. The baby is blackened with smoke trailing. It's supposed to be caught by a member of the crowd. I mean, there are people who are offended by this, Pastor.
And why, Mr. Henry, why is it that we've got members of our congregation who have asked me to have their child play that role?
Oh, come on. No, mother.
I'm telling you that they believe it is the perfect statement of a world gone mad.
Well,
we got a world today that's gone insane. You got Bin Laden or whatever the hell his name is. He's hiding in a cave right now because he just blew up all of New York City. You got the Pentagon and anthrax too. And I'm telling you, our young people put together a play that makes a comment on that. And by the same token, makes Jesus into a very contemporary figure.
I don't believe that you got mothers volunteering their babies to be thrown through the air.
You calling me a liar?
I'm not calling you a liar.
And I'll tell you right now, I can put you in touch with three women. Send me Pastor Renick, I'll be proud if you take my kid and you chuck his ass right through the sky, because I know that what that means is Jesus Christ will be illuminated and Jesus Christ will return to earth in a rapture.
And the money you're raising goes to an attorney to protect you from a paternity suit from a teenager who said you fathered her child.
That's a vicious lie. I'm almost certain I did not father that.
Oh, you're almost certain. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Victoria, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
The Reverend just made a comment about how the world was insane, and I'm appalled and insulted by that statement, because being a pastor and his church, they are participating in the insanity.
Oh, no, ma'am, no.
No, you let, listen. You let me, okay, let me finish.
Let the lady finish,
Pastor. Let me finish, and then I will let you talk.
I want to be able to say something after she does.
Okay, that's fine.
I will let you talk, but I want you to listen to me.
I think you are blaspheming me.
No. Sir, let me tell you something. You tell me that you're a man of God, and I know, let me tell you something. No one can judge, and that's Christ's job, but let me tell you something. I don't believe with all my heart that Christ would approve of this. I rededicated my life to God 9 months ago, and I want you to know that I'm hurting listening to what you and your church are doing.
I'm illuminating people. I'm bringing light into their lives.
You're not bringing light into the world. You are adding to the insanity.
What did I do wrong?
Do you really feel that Jesus wants to be portrayed in that aspect?
What aspect?
The aspect of your play. Do you think he really wants to be portrayed? Especially when we have these children out here that...
I got people lining up to want to catch the smoking Jesus.
But you know something?
Because I tell you something.
You've made it a circus.
You ever been to a wedding and seen the crazy ass broads trying to catch a bouquet?
And you know
you
something?
See
let me tell you something.
Trying to catch that smoldering Jesus.
And let me tell you something. You tell me that you're a man of God and the cursing that you're using.
Yeah, the language you're using, Pastor.
Oh, come on, everybody, just loosen your girdle up a little
honey,
bit.
That's not the way it is.
I want to tell you something. I get on my knees every night and pray to God that I'd be a better man and a better leader and a better shepherd of his soul.
Well, are you listening to the advice that he
Don't
tells you?
Don't you think that Jesus wants to fly into the arms of his people? Don't you think that if he were on fire, smoldering and flying through the air, he would want somebody to catch him?
Yeah,
that's
but I got to...
That's not the story, Reverend, and I will add this. It's
How you
so
know it's
easy
Christ
today. It's so easy to be a reverend. Anyone can be a reverend.
Wait a
but
second.
Are you God called? Let me tell you something.
Now let me ask you, watch Hee-Haw. God didn't tell you to do that, did he? The reason
what?
I use Crute, I said you watch Hee-Haw, but Jesus didn't tell you to do that, did he?
I don't watch Hee-Haw.
Oh, come on.
Who are you, sir?
Ma'am, who am I? My name is William Rennick. I was called before Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lamb.
And you're
going
to have to answer
people.
To Jesus Christ. Is anyone, Reverend Rennick, that you lead astray because of this ridiculous play?
You got smoke coming out of Jesus' rectum, as you put it.
Citizen right now would pray for this man and his church because I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. It literally breaks my
heart. Oh, come on. Are you telling me your life is that empty that this breaks your heart? Some smoldering black Jesus
I feel so sorry that you all are led down such a wrong path.
I asked you if you watched Hee-Haw and you lied to me and said you didn't.
I watched it when, 30
there
years ago? I don't watch it now.
I told you lied. You lied.
You know, let me tell
Wait
you
a
something.
Minute. You asked her she was watching Hee-Haw now.
I said, you watch Hee-Haw. God didn't tell you to do that. She said, I don't watch Hee-Haw.
When I was 8 years old, I'm almost 45 years old. That was on the television in the room that I was in. You see
your life is like a man's life is like a river. It is the same life at the brook as it is at the big delta. It's
you know,
the same life in the stream as it is the broad shoulders of a river. And
first
you watch Hee-Haw when you're 8 years old. You're watching Hee-Haw now. What's that?
But I think what you're doing, I think you're going to pay for it. And I
pay
think that
it.
You're going to wake up one day.
I'm getting sued.
Well, you know what?
15-year-old brother.
Let me tell you something. If you were truly a man of God, don't you think God would take better care of you than that?
God sends all things to judge man as a test man.
You know something?
God
what's
sends
he doing?
To test
what's
man.
He, what's
no,
he doing
like you never had
you have this insidious play?
What's that?
What is he doing? What message did you get to have this play to portray Jesus in something that you're supposed to tell the story the way it was?
I got pressure to pay a big time to see the smoldering Jesus.
That is so pathetic.
And what I'm trying to do is show people.
I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. I will pray for you.
Hey, let that Bin Laden come up to Jesus, try to blow him up. No way. Because the people are catching fire.
Forget that stuff. For God's sake, there's been war for years.
Yeah, there's been war for
years. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't touch that 15-year-old nasty ass of your husband.
Christ.
What?
You are blaspheming Christ.
Oh,
you
now we got
be
to
proud
it.
Of, and let me tell
now
you,
now we
this,
got
is
to
getting
it.
You, just, this is getting you publicity.
Just because I got you
your publicity
you watch Hee-Haw and Petticoat Junction, now you upset with me. Look at me.
You know something? You're not even
you're
talking.
You're nuts.
intelligently, sir.
I'm talking to
you. I'm telling you that the wrath of God's going
to
pour on you like you wouldn't believe.
The wrath of God's already pouring on me. I'm getting sued for knocking up some 15-year-old chicken.
You have no idea what's going to lie in your future because of what you're doing right now.
You are
sowing
right
bad seeds.
I tell you right now, the people catching Jesus flying through the air every night because they want to catch Jesus.
Well, wait a minute, but they're getting a door prize for catching Jesus.
All right, so what? So they get a 21-inch fan.
Do you not, honestly, I mean, that's just kind of like...
What?
I just can't believe that you would cheapen Christ in that manner. He is sacred. He is so sacred. And I cannot believe that you're making a... This is a circus. This is a cheap...
What's Rorschach wearing today?
What?
What's Rorschach wearing today?
Oh, get off the hee-haw cracks, will
you? I'm going to tell you something.
Everything with the hee-haw.
Let me tell you something, sir.
And then I got to take a break here.
I don't really feel sorry for you. I think you're a very sick rat.
I'm a rat.
I think you're a rat.
You know something? You must hate black people.
I love black people.
I finally found out what your problem is. You hate black people.
No, I don't
like... Yeah, you call me a rat. You know what I'm having the book?
I don't approve of
anyone. She was commenting on Jesus.
You don't like a black Jesus flying through the air. I bet you wouldn't like a black man flying through the air either. I bet you don't even fly on planes.
Go, wait a second.
What? You have to say these things.
I got a black and Jesus.
You have to say these things because you have no ground to stand on.
And out in front of your church, out in front of your church is the little sign that says, come see the smoldering Jesus, doesn't it?
I don't recall putting that sign
up. You don't recall putting that sign up. All right, look at Victoria. Thank you.
Would a black Superman bother you?
Thank you very much.
I don't care, black or white.
All right, okay. All right, okay.
He's not proud of you.
Okay, we got to run. 1-800-449-86. Would a black Superman bother you? Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
This gentleman sounds like he's a complete scam artist. And if he is giving any
money
away, and I
don't,
look, listen, let me have my minute, okay? I've been holding a long time. You sound like a lunatic, and I don't believe you're giving 5 cents to anybody.
This is a perfect example
of elder abuse if you are giving anybody any money and expecting something in return. That's not a charity. You don't have any kind of a charity.
I give these
just
women...
You like to hear yourself talk
are
and
you
talk
giving
about
them
yourself.
Are you giving them $100?
Yes, I am.
In exchange for sex?
I want to know the name of the charity so that we can report him.
It's called a Secret Santa... I'm the secret. I do it with my neighbors. What do you mean?
Okay, that's great. We're going to look into this, and we're going to report you to elderly abuse.
Because you don't want an old lady having
it.
I'm a great lover.
It's against the law to give money to people and expect sex in return, and don't try to pretend that it's anything
like
that.
In other words, you don't like these women to be happy that they have a great lover as old women.
You know, as a typical woman abuser that you sound like,
you're very liberal. You're very liberal, aren't you?
No, I'm not liberal at all.
You sound like a liberal.
No, everything, I am not. I am very, very conservative.
Everything's abuse. Everything's abuse.
That's right.
If you spit
you
on the sidewalk, it's abuse.
That's
if you,
right.
If you,
you are using World War II and taking advantage of that great war and what. The wonderful
That's
men
right.
who gave
That's
their
right.
lives.
They were great men.
And I'd like to know what unit you were in. Let's hear about your war experience.
I was not in the war at that time.
Of course not. I knew that.
I bet you
I knew that.
I bet you
You probably never served in the armed forces.
At the time, I was. You know something? I made a lot of women happy in my life.
You.
Because I'm considered to be a very great lover.
I'm really glad that you compliment yourself.
It's healing for these women to sleep
with
me.
I'm going to look into this charity, the Secret Santa.
I bet you wish this was the 70s, you liberal.
And turn you in. Okay?
You're a Democrat. You sound like a Democrat.
And you should.
That doesn't want nobody
whatever
to have
my political
nobody.
Persuasion is has nothing to do with the fact
I bet you wish
that
you,
you
was
are
the
70s. Taking advantage of women who... really need our help and support.
They do get the help. I get
like
the help.
You taking advantage of them.
What's wrong with me
more,
providing them with help?
You are nothing more than a rapist, okay?
Oh, God, what a liberal. What a liberal.
I'm a rapist. Yeah, everything is rape. Everything is abuse.
Right.
I bet you, Maureen, if I went to your house and I fought it,
called your mother up and said, "Here's $100 because we feel so sorry for you. And by the way, how about we go out and have a little fun in my car?" How would you like that
if
for your
mother? If he was a good lover, I would appreciate him doing that.
You are such a liar.
No.
You're a liar about your charity.
No, ma'am.
I lie because I don't agree with you.
You've never served
in the armed forces, and I'd be willing to bet you're not even any part of any charity.
What unit did your father serve in?
My father served in the Air Force in World War II, and my husband is a multi-decorated Green Beret.
All right, then let me ask you this.
Who served in Vietnam?
If your husband died,
nothing but
if your husband died, wouldn't you want a man to be a good lover for you after he died?
You know something?
Wouldn't you want a man to give it to you good?
Would you watch how you're talking to this lady?
No, but if her husband died, wouldn't she want a man to give it to her good?
He couldn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Is
a liar.
Is your mother still alive?
He's full of crap. He hasn't given away 10 cents.
I gave away $10,000 to these widows.
You don't even have 10,000 pennies.
Why did she say to me that I was a great lover?
Why is time on the air, and why am I even bothering with you?
Does your husband wear his beret? Does your husband wear his beret when he gives you his secret Santa?
I am not listening to you.
Look, you are a very rude man.
Insulting, rude moron.
This man, I give these women money and she calls me insulting because I help women. And she sits there doing nothing. I wonder if her husband, the Green Beret, gives it to her decently.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
This guy is just a total jerk. These people aren't talking to you, telling you to get out of there. Your spot, he's telling the other people who are also waiting in line patiently for the next spot that the next one is theirs, the one that you're trying to act like you're going to pull out of.
What are you talking about?
It has nothing to do with you. You're just like an egomaniac.
No, wait. What are you talking about?
A power trip.
What are you talking about? I have that parking spot, and people are antagonizing me sitting there with the blinker on.
You're taking this way too personal. The whole world doesn't revolve around you.
No, it doesn't. The
people are sitting in line waiting for the next available parking spot. Simple as that. And they turn the blinker on. They're letting the people who are in behind them know that they are going to be the next one to pull in.
What?
That's all it is. It's not telling you to get out.
Huh?
It's letting the other people to know that they're going to be next.
I don't get it. What did he say?
He's saying that there's not only people, one person waiting for your slot, there's people behind them that want to find other slots.
These people are too GD lazy to find their own spot. Now, what I do is I say to them, get lost, and they still think that it's their spot. See what I'm saying?
Well, what about this thing where you put in a reverse and you back out?
Well, let me tell you something. If you're dumb enough to assume that I'm leaving my slot, then you deserve it. See what I'm saying?
This is public parking, you know? It's like for everybody who needs to shop there. Those parking spaces are there for people who want to shop, you know? Share a little bit, you know?
You're talking about
Jesus and this and all that stuff like that.
He's talking about sharing. Jesus.
Try sharing with somebody.
If you
use a spot to park there to go shopping. You're done shopping, why don't you leave?
What's
the point of being there?
Excuse me.
Trying to hold onto a spot, you know? You know, trying to claim some territory, like some animal and stuff.
Wait, hold on.
It's just a parking spot, man. Get over it. I'm over it.
But I'm the public. How come I got out? See what I'm saying? It's the principle of the thing.
I think your principle of the thing is that you got something, you're going to hold on to it and screw everybody else. You're just on some little ego trip. You know,
no, I'm not on an ego trip.
It's an ego trip. I could claim this parking spot. No one's going to take it from me. Of course it is.
Wait a minute. What have I said that makes you think I'm on an ego trip?
Because you try to claim this parking spot as your own, mine. You know, why don't you piss on it and claim it as your own? This is ridiculous.
You know something, son? Last year I urinated at a parking spot to prove these lazy asses that this is my spot. One time I backed out.
Absolutely crazy.
You know something? One time I backed out, I turned my car around, and I backed into the spot. All the same time, some soccer mom is waiting for it. Now, you should have seen this.
Wait a minute. You got a woman waiting for your slot.
I pulled out. And then I turned around and backed in.
So you wasted her time.
I'm not wasting her time. I decided I wanted to back in.
You know full well the woman assumed that you were getting out.
So what if I did?
Do you pick up anybody but yourself?
Sir, I am shopping for Christmas for my grandson, my granddaughter, my wife, my daughter, and my son-in-law.
All you can think about is you and your parking spot. That's all you can think about is when you in the parking spot. No one's going to take my parking
there
spot.
There is nobody out there that isn't thinking anything different. When it comes to Christmas shopping, there's one thing you got to have, and that's called a parking
spot. People want to get in there, get the shopping, and get the hell out of there.
You're
people
right.
want to stay there and stick a claim, kind of flag and stuff, you know?
Hey.
People want to get in, get out, get their stuff done, spend
well,
time
I mean,
with their family.
So far
and
I've
not
heard...
antagonize everybody who may be coming close to you.
I think during the Christmas season, you need to find your own space. Don't keep standing there waiting for me.
You don't own it. The guy just said... It's not a territorial thing. For you to put the white backup lights on, back out a little bit, then move forward, back out a little bit, move forward, and then turn the engine off and go and get coffee, what is the purpose of that?
It's to send a clear signal that you got to stay clear of my part. That I'm a what?
That's what the signal is. There, you back out, so you pull back in. That's the first people thing I'm thinking. You know, I was like, this guy's a jerk. What the hell is he doing? Is he crazy? You know, that's when I got my shopping done. That's what people are thinking, not like, oh, this
is
a...
Well, that's fine. They can
think
it off.
Take off and find another one.
You know what? They can think all they want. The minute they open their mouth and say that to me, that's when the parking lots stay on for good.
Bill Henry Show.